Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We are broadcasting live from The Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to, I believe it's Brian Gertz and Connor O'Donnell that helps us get on Twitch in the morning, and we appreciate their assistance. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Monday.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Mr. Dustin William Rhodes.
That guy's a jerk.
And
what was that about again?
Dustin.
Oh, no.
Oh, it wasn't. I thought
Sosa.
Oh, yeah, Sammy Sosa. That's right.
And thank you. Thank you, Brandon Fryer, for bringing that back.
In the left center field and deep, this is a tie ball game.
His last time up, Sandberg homered to tie it at 9 in the ninth. He's a tying run at the plate now in the 10th.
Oh! He hits it to deep left center. Look out. Do you believe it? It's gone. That's it. The Cubs, who trailed 7-1, 9-3, they come back and win at 12-11. Can't remember the last time I saw a better one.
That's Bob the Costas. Sandberg game.
Yeah, June 23rd, 1984.
So what is that, 80? I'm sorry, that's 84.
41 years.
41
years.
Yeah,
41 years.
41 years ago.
The game that probably catapulted Sandberg to the MVP more than any other game.
Wow. Yeah. Pretty incredible.
It was, yeah, that was a great comeback. Bruce Sutter was the guy that really had a bad day for the Cardinals.
Hey, we've got Marshall Harris. He's right here.
What up,
Marshall? Thanks for coming in. We love you dearly. And he's with Russ Dorsey.
What's going on, guys?
Perfect.
Welcome, Russ.
On
welcome.
A perfect day, Russ.
Thank you. It's good
You're
being here.
Help us navigate what the heck's going on in St. Louis.
There's a lot going on, right?
I know. It's just the Cubs got to win.
I heard the caller talking about 3-4 being the acceptable
That
benchmark.
Was Kevin. Kevin's a pretty harsh critic of most things, which surprised me that he put the bar relatively low.
I think he saw a Cardinals team that has been playing better and also an Astros team that is running the AOS and said, hey, Cubs don't look that great. I know Dustin's worried.
Dustin worries about everything. He's a great man.
3-4 feels like a low bar for like a team. I think our expectations for the Cubs are much higher at this point. I know you want to give yourself some wiggle room with the 3-4, but it should probably be 4-3.
Yes. Yeah, it should be. Yes. Based on the kind of series they had against the Mariners. Yeah. You want to win series at home and go 500 on the road. You can't go 500 with 7-game road trip, but you, yeah, 4-3, 3-4. I think either way would be acceptable. And you'd be okay with, but if they really fall, they can't lose both series.
Right.
They can't lose 3 out of 4 and then 2 out of 3. And then you come back. And then a week from today could feel like crisis mode.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. More Cardinals, right? So then, yeah, they got a lot of games against a lot of good teams between now and the All-Star break. And we're going to find out what's what.
But they're going to have a new starting pitcher by Wednesday.
By Wednesday?
We just threw that out there.
Like 7 to 10 days? That just seems like not 7 days.
Shota will be back on
Thursday.
Next week. Yeah, no, Shota will pitch Thursday.
Shota is expected to pitch Thursday.
The new guy you trade for will probably pitch Wednesday.
Well, that's if they follow through.
Bruce told us there could be a trade this week.
Right.
That they're zeroing in on something.
And he better be as good a pitcher as Shota Imanaga.
That's what we said. Well, that's the idea.
There's a lot of teams that are in that upper echelon of baseball, but especially the National League, that needs starting pitching.
Yes.
And my question is, if I'm a team that has a commodity that everybody wants, because the Mets, the Dodgers, the Cubs all need starting pitching, why would I trade that guy today as opposed to a month from now?
Well, it's kind of, to me, it's like if I had a chance to trade Luka, I'd only do it with the Lakers.
It might be because the best offer would come from a team with as many prospects as the Cubs may have to offer. The other thing might be...
But you're right.
...that you worry about injury. If it's a specific guy, you don't want to, you know, give him more starts to go out and, you know, pull a hamstring or something like that. You don't know what would motivate somebody to act early, but I do know what would motivate Jed Hurley to explore that possibility sooner rather than later. Because if you've already committed to needing a starter, wanting a starter, willing to be trading for a starter, get him now. Get as many starts from that guy as possible.
It's understandable from a Cubs perspective, but you're absolutely right, Russ. If you have a commodity that is worth more, we have yet to see all of these teams that we imagine will eventually be trading get to a point where they are trading. So you would think that will come. A couple of bad weeks, and then you'll be laughing. But until that happens, if you feel like you're getting enough for your guy, maybe that's the incentive, because we know there's going to be a couple guys in Arizona. We know there might be a guy. There could be better pitchers on the market if you wait too long. Maybe that's the only reason that you would actually go early.
And with so many middling teams, like there's not that many dominant teams in baseball this year. And so you might get a team that probably should sell that's going to say, hey, man, we're only a game and a half, two games back of that third wild card
spot. There's
one
in town.
Can't do that.
The Diamondbacks.
Oh,
they think they're still in it. They're only barely above 500 right now.
It's wild. What do you got?
All right, so we got Russ, which is a great person to have on a day like today. We're going to get into that home run derby that took place over the weekend with Kyle Raleigh and the Mariners. Also, Bruce Levine with those interesting comments on your program. We'll delve a little bit deeper into that, talk about World Series contenders as it stands. We'll take your phone calls because we want to know what you think about the Cubs and the expectations for this week. Trista Crick joins us at 11:05 to talk a little bit about the NBA Finals. Tyrese Haliburton, oh my goodness, Jared Payton from WGN talks about, well, I guess his improv game, along with the Bears and everything else. We've got 5 on it at noon. We've got Katie Wu, staff writer for The Athletic, covering the Cardinals to talk about this big 4-game set. And we will look at Kyle Raleigh closely because Russ is going to break down how we vote for MVPs because he's done it before, which, of course, affects what's going on in the National League with one Pete Crow Armstrong.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days.
It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.